Is this the hardest sound to make in the English language? Welcome back to the Learn English Podcast, the podcast teaching English in context so you can learn naturally. On today's episode, I want to focus on pronunciation and one sound that I have noticed that students just have a really difficult time pronouncing, and that is the dark L sound. If you don't know what the dark L sound is, don't worry. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the sound, how to make the sound correctly, and we're also going to do some practice words so you can try to pronounce these words with a American English accent. If you are interested in learning more about the dark L sound and practicing your pronunciation, then follow along because we're about to begin. Before we get started, I want to remind you to look at the description of this podcast episode. There you will find a list of the words and phrases that I used in the episode so you can take them, study them, and build your English vocabulary. Now let's talk about the dark L sound. This is a sound that is unique in English and it is very difficult to pronounce, but it's also a sound that a lot of people don't even know about. If you have not watched or listened to our previous podcast episodes, you might not know that I am an English teacher. I teach English online to students who are learning it as a second language. One of the things that I can say about the dark L sound is that a lot of my students don't know about it, but also a lot of Americans in general don't know about it. I live in the United States. I live in Southern California. I have lived here my entire life. I am a native English speaker. I can say personally that before I became an English teacher, I did not know about the dark L sound. And I think if you ask many Americans, they wouldn't know what it is either. My mother teaches elementary school. She teaches really young children, and she didn't know about it when I asked her about it. And when I first heard about the dark L sound, I thought it sounded really funny. I was thinking to myself, is this a made-up thing? Is this something from like Lord of the Rings, a dark elf, a dark L sound? What is this? And when I started studying it more, when I started learning about what it was, it makes a lot of sense, but it can be a little bit confusing if you have never heard about it. And that might also be a really big benefit to you with your pronunciation. Because this is a difficult sound to make, and because a lot of people don't know about it, they don't know to practice it. They don't know how to make this sound. So what I want to do today is I want to practice and give you some words and really tell you how to make this sound so you can work on accent reduction and practice your pronunciation to sound closer to a native speaker's. Now let's talk about how to actually make this sound and what it is. The dark L sound is with the letter L, when you see the letter L in a word. There is another sound that you can make with the L sound because, of course, this is English. The same letter can have multiple pronunciations. So there is something that is called the light L sound, and that is the opposite of the dark L. The light L sound is when the letter is pronounced in a very obvious way. The letter is pronounced very strongly. When you have the light L sound, the shape of your mouth is also different from the dark L. So the light L sound occurs when the L is at the beginning of a word. Think of the words love, light, life. Those all start with L's and they all have the light L sound. When I pronounce those words, love, light, life, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see this, but if you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to try to explain it. When I pronounce those words, my mouth shape is very different from the dark L sound. So the light L sound is when your tongue goes between your teeth. Light, love, life. If you can see on YouTube, you can see where my tongue is. It is between my teeth and my mouth is a little bit closed. Now, this is very different from the dark L sound. The dark L sound is when your L is not as stressed in the word, is not pronounced as forcefully. The sound is a little bit tricky to make, but let's go over your mouth position so you know how to make the sound correctly. The first thing is your lips. You want your lips to be in a very neutral position. You do not want to go wide with your lips. You don't want to go too narrow, like you're making an O sound. You're going to have it neutral, not really any movement there. Your jaw is going to be slightly open, very slightly opened. You do not want a very open jaw sound, like you're making the ah sound. You also do not want it to be clenched. You want it slightly, ever so slightly open. Now, the most important part is your tongue. When we said that light L sound, the tongue went between our teeth. We do not want that. We do not want that for the dark L sound. Instead, the tongue is going to actually curl backwards and go up. When you have your tongue making this dark L sound, what you want to do is you want it to be close to the back of your teeth and your hard palate. It's not necessary that it touches your teeth. It is okay if it does, but that's the area that you want it to be at. If you don't know what your hard palate is, it is the space that is right behind your front teeth. And that's where you want your tongue to end up. Again, if you do touch the back of your teeth or if you do touch your hard palate, that's okay. It's okay. Just try practicing, just try making this sound and see if you can do it. So the word that we're going to say is ball. Ball. Ball has that dark L sound. When you say it again, if you can see it on YouTube, if you're watching the YouTube video, which I would recommend if you are listening to this podcast, you can see my mouth. You can see the ending sound, what my mouth shape is like. I do not have my jaw very open. I have my lips in a very neutral position, and my tongue is reaching just the very, very back of my teeth when I'm ending on that L sound. Ball. Ball. Now we are going to go over the rules of when you make this dark L sound so you can know when to pronounce this versus the light L. Like I said, the light L is at the beginning of a word. So think of the opposite. What would the opposite be of a L at the beginning of a word? It'd be the L at the end of a word. That is our first rule of when we are going to make this sound, if the word ends with an L. We just did one example, ball, but there are a lot of other words. Think of all the words that rhyme with ball. You have fall, mall, call, tall. All of them end with that dark L sound. We're going to practice a few of them so you can try it yourself and just kind of see. So let's do one, and we're going to start with call. Call. We'll try one more from this set, tall. Tall. Think to yourself, where did your tongue end up when you were pronouncing those two words? Were you able to move your tongue so it was either touching or near the back of your teeth? Think to yourself and just see if you were able to get your tongue in the right position. If you didn't, it's okay. We can keep practicing. We're going to do more examples, but that's really what you want to think about when you're trying to make this sound. Now, those are all words that rhymed with our first one, ball, but there's also other ones. Think of the word full. So we're going to try to pronounce this. This has a different vowel sound. It has a U vowel sound instead of an A. So try to say this one, full. Full. Let's try some more examples with some different vowel sounds. So let's try the word still. That has an I vowel sound, STILL. And again, think of your mouth position, think of where your tongue is when you're saying this word, and we're going to pronounce it still. Still. Another word that has that dark L sound, bowl. 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 That is a very difficult word because it has that W in the spelling, but ignore really that W sound. We're not going to try to pronounce that as much. Really, the dark L ending is the most important part of that word to try to get that sound. Bowl. Bowl. If you had difficulties, don't worry. It's okay. Like I said, just keep practicing. And I know it does get easier, but it does take practice. So that was our first rule, the ending with the L. Very easy to see when you're looking at a word, when you're reading, and when you're trying to pronounce it. Another rule is if the L is followed by a consonant. A consonant is a non-vowel. Think of the letter D or K or P, for example. Those are all consonant things that are not vowels. Here is an example that we're going to do. We're going to use the word world. World. Like I said, I am from the United States. I have a very Californian accent. I know this is not how it is pronounced by a lot of people. People from different countries have different pronunciation. But if you want to use my pronunciation, this is how we're going to say the word. We're going to say the word whirl, like think of spinning, WHIRL. And then we're going to put a D at the end. Now that L has a dark L sound. It's not at the very end of the word, but it is followed by that consonant, that letter D. So we are going to use that dark L sound when we're pronouncing it. So let's practice this one. World. World. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see how when I end on that word, how my jaw and my lips are in a very neutral position. My jaw does close when I'm getting close to saying that dark L sound, or it gets close to closing. Like I said, it's not completely closed. And you can see how I am pronouncing that dark L sound, what the shape of my mouth is doing when I am making it that sound. That's really what you want to aim for when you are trying to pronounce it. World. World. Other examples with this rule would be cold, wild, help, milk. All of those have an L followed by a consonant, and that means you're going to be using that dark L sound. We have done examples of the dark L at the end of a word. We can also have it at the beginning of a word, and this is usually when the word starts with AL and then is followed by a consonant. When you say these, your mouth is going to be a little bit more open because you are going to have to say that A vowel sound. And I can say personally for me, when I am pronouncing these words, because my jaw is more open, my tongue doesn't actually hit the back of my teeth or the hard palate. It gets close, but it doesn't actually make contact. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see how my mouth is a little bit more open because I do have to say that AL sound when I am pronouncing these words. Let's do some examples here. The first one would be also. 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 Another example, always. 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 And our third example, although. 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 If you're watching on YouTube, you can definitely see my tongue did not come between my teeth on the AL part because it is a dark L, not a light L or a clear L sound. But it did come between my teeth when I made the TH sound for though, all though. I know it is tricky. I know it's difficult. I completely understand. But again, just keep practicing and these will get easier. Now, the last rule we have for the dark L sound is if it is with the unstressed syllable. This is usually at the end of the word, but when the L is not the last letter, usually it's with an E at the end. For example, we have the word here, subtle. Subtle. Now, when I pronounce that with a very Californian accent. I know I pronounce it with a very Californian accent. And I don't really pronounce the T in the word. The Californian accent, one of the things it's known for is turning the T's into D sounds. So I say subtle, subtle. So almost sounds like a D sound. If you want to pronounce it more in a generalized American accent, maybe how someone from the East Coast or the northern part of the country would say, you can say that T a little bit more forcefully. Still omit the B. I don't really know why it's there. We don't really pronounce it. But you would say subtle, subtle. Definitely more of a T sound compared to when I pronounce it, subtle, subtle. You can see from the spelling of the word, even though the L is not the final letter, and even though it's followed by the vowel of an E, it is an unstressed syllable. We are putting the stress on the S and then reducing our stress for the toll part of the word. And because it has that combination, we're going to use that dark L. Another example here that follows a very similar pattern is people. People. When you pronounce people, the stress is definitely on that first syllable. And then you close your jaw a little bit and you reduce your emphasis when you end with the end of the word people. People. You can see how my jaw is changing and how I'm pronouncing that. And that's really what you want to try to say and how you want to pronounce it when you're saying that word. A couple more examples that follow this pattern where the L is near the end but followed by an E, definitely on the unstressed syllable. Some words here would be uncle, little, bottle, and table. Those are just a few. Of course, there are a lot more words that follow that, but just so you can start getting that pattern down, so you can start recognizing those words that have that dark L sound and the dark L ending on that unstressed syllable. I hope you learned a little bit from this episode. I hope you learned a little bit about the dark L sound and how it's different from the light L or the clear L sound in a word. And I also hope you learned to recognize some patterns. Of course, I can't teach you every single word in the English language that has that dark L sound, but from knowing these general rules, you can start seeing some patterns in words. And when you listen to a native speaker, you can start hearing those dark L sounds. When you know those patterns, it makes it easier when you're trying to pronounce a word and when you're trying to pronounce a new word that maybe you haven't seen before. I know that is difficult for new students, and I know that dark L sound is really difficult for my students that I teach English to. If you liked this episode, please let me know. Let me know in the comments and tell me if you enjoyed it so I know to do more episodes like this in the future. If you did like learning about pronunciation, I do have other videos I will leave links for. I did pronunciation for the most difficult words to say in English and also for words that have strange plural forms. So if you're interested, you can also check out those episodes. If you like the podcast, if it is helping you learn English overall, please consider leaving us a rating on whatever app you are using to listen to this podcast on. You can also tell a friend, tell a family member, tell someone who is learning English so we can continue to grow our audience. You can follow us on social media at Learn English Pod. The website is learnenglishpod.com, and remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode when it comes out next week. Until then, keep learning English.